Chairman, if you could start, please.
Thank you. Thank you all for joining us today as we announce the teams that will participate in this year's Valero Alamo Bowl. Since our inception in 1993, our game has had an amazing run of memorable finishes, capacity crowds, and top ESPN ratings. 2 years ago, with the help of our title sponsor, Valero, we improved our team selection rights and started matching up the top teams from the Big 12 and the Pac-12 after the college football playoffs. Year number one of this six-year partnership delivered the Valero Alamo Bowl our first top 15 matchup, and this year's matchup is equally as exciting. Please join me in applauding Valero Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer Mike Siskowski for helping grow this game to the number one bowl outside of the CFP.
Well, thank you, Mike, and thank all of you. Valero was proud to serve as the title sponsor of the Valero Alamo Bowl and to help improve its status in the bowl landscape. It's a great event for San Antonio, and Valero has always supported major events that help make our hometown a better place to live and to work. Valero and the Alamo Bowl are two San Antonio-based institutions that provide support for higher education, drive tourist activities, and deliver a substantial economic impact for the city of San Antonio. The Valero Alamo Bowl is San Antonio's holiday tradition, as Bowl Week is one of the most anticipated times of the year. And so to announce the teams are, I'm supposed to turn it back to you.
I'm more happy for you to. Thank you, Mike. On behalf of the team selection committee, first, I'd like to thank all the universities for their hospitality during our visits, and would like to congratulate all the coaches and players for an exceptional season. We are happy to announce that the Oregon Ducks will represent the Pac-12. And the TCU Horned Frogs will represent the Big 12 in this year's Valero Alamo Bowl. So we'll see you all Saturday, January 2nd at 5:45, and it'll be on ESPN. At this time, I'll turn it over to Derek Fox, President and CEO of the Alamo Bowl, to tell us more about these top 15 programs and introduce the head coaches.
Great. Thank you, Mike. It's my pleasure to talk about this exciting matchup of two top 15 teams coming to San Antonio for the Valero Alamo Bowl on Saturday, January 2nd. First up, representing the Pac-12 for the University of Oregon, the number 15, Oregon, won the 2013 Valero Alamo Bowl to finish in the top 10 and jumpstart Marcus Mariota's Heisman-winning season and the Ducks' berth in the CFP National Championship game last year in Dallas. This season, the Ducks won their final six games, finishing the season with a 9-3 mark, which is the ninth straight year of nine wins or more. The Oregon offense averages 43 points per game and is highlighted by senior quarterback Vernon Adams, Jr., and sophomore running back Royce Freeman. Adams finished the season second in the country with 179.6 passer rating and threw for a combined 11 touchdowns and one interception over the course of the Ducks' final three games. All of them wins, of course, since they won their last six. Freeman, the first-team All-Pac-12 selection this season, finished fourth in the nation with 1,706 rushing yards and averaged 6.6 yards per carry, third best for all running backs with a minimum of 200 attempts. DeForest Buckner leads the Ducks' defense and with a team-best 16 tackles for loss and 10 sacks, tied for first in the Pac-12. And now I'd like to introduce to you head coach Mark Helfrich from the University of Oregon. This is Coach Helfrich's third season as the Ducks' head coach, and he boasts a 33-7 record at the helm. Coach Helfrich, on behalf of the Valero Alamo Bowl, we're ecstatic to have the Ducks back in San Antonio, and I'll turn it over to you for some opening comments.
All right, Derek, thanks a lot. Obviously, we had the opportunity to be there 2 years ago, and that we need to work on our Valero Alamo Bowl reaction to the non-Texas team at this party, because at least this time I think three people clapped for Oregon, so that was good. But it's a very, very great opportunity, very exciting opportunity for our team, our program, our fans to be back in San Antonio. Mike and everybody at Valero was fantastic to us, to our players, and everybody that made the trip down there. Obviously, San Antonio is great for everybody, from young and old. And the only negative to the trip is playing another Hall of Fame coach and a great program that we have a ton of respect for. Our guys will be very excited to get pointed toward TCU. And as we finish up recruiting and exams and everything that we have going, I know that this will put a little pep in our step.
Well, thank you, Coach Helfrich. It's great to have you here. And I'm actually looking at a family in the front row that's a house divided. We've got a duck and a frog in the front row here. So, yeah, you're well represented, Coach. I can tell you that. Now I'd like to take a few moments and introduce our guest from the Big 12, TCU. Number 11, TCU, will be making its first appearance in San Antonio. I guess not really. It's been here against Trinity a number of years ago. But last year, the Horned Frogs beat Ole Miss 42-3 in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. TCU finished the regular season 10-2 and 7-2 in the Big 12, their second consecutive 10-win season, and their sixth 10-win season in the past 8 years. Senior quarterback Trevon Boykin led TCU's high-powered offense all season and finished second in the Big 12 in total offense. His favorite target, senior receiver Josh Doctson, finished second in the conference in receptions at 79, receiving yards 1,327, and 14 touchdowns, while finishing first in the conference in receptions per game at nearly 9 and receiving yards at 143. Running back Aaron Green, a product of local high school, will be playing his last college game back in San Antonio. He averaged 125 yards per game in the final 3 games of the season. Also, Wagner High School safety Derek Kindred is second on TCU with 79 tackles, while freshman linebacker Ty Summers of Reagan was named Walter Camp Defensive Player of the Year last week with his 23 tackles in the 28-21 double overtime victory over Baylor in the regular season final. And now it's my pleasure to introduce to you Coach Patterson from TCU. Coach Patterson is in his 15th season as the head coach of TCU. TCU has won 5 of its last 7 games against ranked teams, with Coach Patterson improving to 20-17 overall against ranked opponents. Coach Patterson, on behalf of the Valero Alamo Bowl, we're ecstatic to have the Horned Frogs in San Antonio, and be covering up in the Alamo Dome comes January 2nd. Thank you. Turn it over to you for opening statements.
Well, thank you. I would just like to speak for, you know, our chancellor and the university, TCU itself, just to thank the Valero Alamo Bowl and inviting TCU and its fans to come down and play against a very, very good opponent in the Oregon Ducks. And also congratulate Coach Helfrich and his group. You know, I've known Coach and a lot of the guys that have been on their staff for many years, and they just do an unbelievable job. And our kids are really excited about playing number one in the state of Texas, number two to come to San Antonio and to be a part of this football game, and to be get a chance one more time to really enjoy the 2015 season. So on behalf of our staff, our chancellor, our board of trustees, and all our university, I just wanted to say thank you again to the Valero Alamo Bowl for giving us this opportunity. And, you know, we've already started practicing a little bit to try to put on a good show.
Yeah. Well, speaking of good show, I think we've got number 3 versus number 6 as far as total offense in the country. So maybe both you coaches can tell us a little bit about your teams, and obviously the fact you've got a couple of the most dynamic playmakers and your quarterbacks and both back healthy come bowl season. So I'll turn it over to you guys for some comments on that.
Go ahead, Coach.
Well, thanks. Well, yeah, obviously, Trevon Boykin, our senior quarterback, you know, 2 years here, he's just done a fantastic job of being with you. We probably wouldn't be in the position we are without him. But, you know, was hurt a little bit at the end of the year. We expect him to be full at full strength. Probably was about 75% in the Baylor game, but is really ready to go. I think he's looking forward to it, along with the rest of our kids, Bill Adu. We were young on defense. Obviously, a lot of people, it's very well documented, had a lot of injuries in the beginning of the season defensively, but really grew up and have played really well come to the end of the year. Got ourselves in a position where we lost, you know, had a chance to go for 2 against Oklahoma up in Norman. But really the group itself is very excited. And obviously we have a lot of San Antonio products on our team that are very excited. When I had our team meeting today, very excited about getting a chance to come home and play in front of their hometown fans. So, we got to get ready to go. We're playing a very good football team.
Well, yeah, I think we had a couple stumbling blocks early on. But as Coach Patterson alluded to, everybody's missing things at some point during the year. It seemed like ours kind of were on top of each other there early, and offensively, what you asked about specifically, I think our guys are playing with kind of a forward lean and a ton of confidence. and now, you know, facing a different animal. And Coach Patterson's well-documented history as being a great defensive coach, coupled with one of the most dynamic players and one of the most dynamic offenses, not just with him, but all the guys around him that have put up some scary numbers. When you can score, you know, mid-50s and up with a Coach Patterson defense, that's a pretty lethal combination.
Well, you guys both talked about, you know, coming to San Antonio, obviously a tremendous destination city, as we all know from a fan's perspective. But talk a little bit about recruiting, as both of you obviously have some talented players who are from the San Antonio area, which obviously speaks volumes of the level of high school play here. But just talk about the recruiting and making your teams and programs available in the Texas marketplace.
Go ahead, Mark.
Okay. Well, yeah, for us, obviously we can't drive to San Antonio like Coach can, but to get into Texas and the state of Texas, we have several players from the state of Texas, including a couple of San Antonio products, and it's huge for them to get back home, and huge for us to have, you know, our quote-unquote brand out there. And I think the key to San Antonio is just like a lot of the state of Texas, great schools, great coaching, guys that you know what you're going to get, and just they're coached well from the ground up. And a fun place to be. And as you started, or the first part of your question, I thought San Antonio was just an ideal place for you know, the families, certainly the coaches and our families had a tremendous experience. Again, thanks to Derek and everybody at the Alamo Bowl committee. And then the players had a great time. It's got that great combination of big time city and just kind of small town feel at the same time.
You know, for us, obviously, and we've, through the years, been here 18 years, we've always had three, four, five, six, seven San Antonio products on our football team. So really, we're here because, and won ball games because of the players that have come out of the state of Texas. And this year is no different. Really, all the guys we talked about, from Aaron Green and Derek Kinder, which they're seniors, to Ty Summers, which is a redshirt freshman, really just outstanding. Not only are they good players, but they've come from good programs, and they're just great kids. And, you know, for us to be successful, we'll have to keep spending time in San Antonio and recruiting the young people that come out of there. Great families and great people.
Another quick question, guys. Obviously, you have a chance to both of you finish in the top 10 this year with a win, going for win number 10 and number 11, respectively. And let's talk a little bit about the value of the postseason from the coach's perspective. Obviously, we know about the wins and losses on the field. We talk about the exposure, obviously the payout from that perspective. But tell us a little bit more about what this means, kind of behind the scenes, relative to practice, overall experience for the student athlete that maybe not people don't realize more than just what happens on the field.
Go ahead,
well,
Coach.
Well, number one, I don't think there's a great bowl. You go to win. I don't have, you know, I've never, I've always had great experiences, but you always kind of have a little bit of bad taste in your mouth if you don't win the bowl game. So we've always taken the philosophy that you go to win. It's not just one of those where it's a, you know, the gravy on top and you get a chance to go do it. You get it one more chance for us. We've always felt like the bowl practices were the jump start to go into spring ball. To grow up your next football team and also to play very well in the bowl game as you play. And so the way we've approached it, it's always been about trying to play your best ball game. You know, for preseason rankings and everything else that go on, that's the last game that people see. And playing on January 2nd after the playoff games on the 1st, I think, is for us, this is a playoff game. I think Oregon is a team that didn't have injuries that would have been a top four team, being able to do some things, and we feel like without a couple that we would have been like that. So I think for us it's to get healthy and try to go play a great ball game, and I expect two really good football teams to go get after each other. But I think the bowl game is very important, not only to finish the season and what people feel like, but it's also it's a jump start for what you do the following spring and how your kids feel about you and preseason polls and everything else. And obviously all of that helps with recruiting.
Yeah, obviously, you would echo a bunch of the sentiments there. I think the biggest thing is it's another chance to compete again, to be again together, and you know, as the 2015 transitions into 2016, and it's our last opportunity to have that group together ever. And we always try to talk about ending the season on an exclamation point instead of a period. And both you're kind of working the system of you're sending out your seniors, you're sending out the guys that are on the way out on an uptick and ramping up the guys that are still in your program and setting the tempo for the off season. And I absolutely concur 100% about winning that last game is huge. And it's a great stage that the Alamo Bowl has set itself, as you know, as you said in the opening, as the premier non-playoff bowl out there. And I don't think there's any argument against that or any plausible argument against that.
Well, Coach Helfrich and Coach Patterson, congratulations on a great year, and thanks for taking time today to spend some time with us. I know you got a million things going on, recruiting, practicing, all those wonderful things, and get ready for the upcoming bowl season. But, again, on behalf of the Valero Alamo Bowl, congratulations and thank you. We'll let you guys go. And also I want to say congratulations to both Mikes up here as our chair and title sponsor. These two made it all happen. So thank you for all their efforts this past season and for many more. So congratulations and great job.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.